Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Golhar. Welcome to the Think Realty Podcast. You're in for a special treat, kind of on last minute notice. One of my good friends, Jason Ballin from Hard Money Bankers. He has his own podcast. He'll be joining me in just a second. Ballin is ballin'. Dude, this guy crushes it in the Northeast. He's done such an amazing job, not only on his podcast, but also providing financing for real estate investors really throughout the country. And he has done an incredible job. I've been following him. I met him first many, many years ago, and he showed me how to play hacky sack. And I just did not, it just didn't work for my two left feet. I sucked at it, but he was able to step up to the plate and, you know, just really show off. So thanks to this guy for showing off. I don't know. I mean, he does this all the time, but he looks good doing it. So we're going to talk a little bit about the economy. I do want to talk about some of the trends that he's seeing, not only in the lending space, but also in the investing space. So what you as the borrower need, the information you need to succeed with financing. So I'm going to bring him on in just a second. But wanted to give a huge shout out to today's sponsor, Rentify. They're a verification platform that allows property management companies and real estate investors to instantly verify a prospective renter's financial information. Obviously, this is really important. You can take a look at past bankruptcies, rent bill payment history, and you can highlight red flags. So go check them out by visiting www.trustrentify.com. Use coupon code ThinkRealty for 20% off your first purchase. So let's get to it. Jason, man, welcome to the show, dude. It's been like a couple of years since we talked, and I'm like, we've got to get you on. Let's do this right now. So thanks so much for joining me on last minute notice. Give us a little background. Who are you? What do you do? And I've got a whole lineup of questions for you.
Abhi, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. You're right. We haven't seen each other kind of for a while now.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even because of COVID, I think, for whatever. Yeah. So my name is Jason Ballin. I started a company called Hard Money Bankers in 2007 with my business partner, Chris Haddon. We are located in between the DC and Baltimore area. So we serve anywhere from Northern Virginia up to Northern New Jersey. We have an office up in the Philadelphia area as well. And we've just been, you know, kind of just grinding through this real estate market over the last 13 years. We've seen a lot, and we're all kind of in really interesting times right now, I would say. if you've been a real estate investor, if you're just getting started as a real estate investor, if you've been in the game for a long period of time, we're in a very interesting environment. And we actually see this kind of firsthand because we lend money to real estate investors in these six states. So we've kind of tracked the markets pretty well and kind of have a first look at what's kind of going on out there.
So when it comes to the market now, obviously there's been a resurgence of activity. Do you think that's because of the cost of lumber?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of different factors. I think lumber costs is definitely one.
Fair enough. What's your pulse on the market? Last year, it was crazy for a lot of hard money lenders, for a lot of financiers throughout the country. There was no activity for 30, 60 days. And then it just felt like come August, September 2020, everybody was back to doing business. There was money. There was so much dry powder in the market. And there were just not enough deals. Deals came back, and now everybody's dropping rates like crazy. Tell me, what's your pulse on what's happening throughout the rest of this year going into 2022?
So I've kind of thought the market's been at the top for the last 5 years or 7 years, and I've obviously been wrong because it's continued to kind of go up and up and up. And it depends, obviously, what part of the country you're in and what your kind of niche strategy is in real estate. Related to investment real estate in the median housing price neighborhoods, the markets just keep going up, and a lot of it has to do with low interest rates. A lot of it has to do with just no supply, right? So a property goes under contract or gets put on the market or is available, and people scoop it up because there's just no inventory. So it's very interesting to see where we're at now and where we're headed. You know, there's a few different views. I know some people have the viewpoint that, you know, the asset classes in general have just shifted upwards, and this is going to be kind of the new norm. There's other viewpoints that as soon as the interest rates go up, whenever that could be, there's more supply than demand that the markets will come crashing down. Who knows? I'm guessing it's kind of somewhere in between. I mean, I was in real estate kind of in the early to mid 2000s. And then I saw what happened in 06, 07, 08. You know, we started Hard Money Bankers kind of right at the bottom. So I can't say that I was super heavily invested in it, but I saw kind of what happened. And, you know, everyone, it's weird. It's kind of like when COVID hit, everything just stopped. That's kind of what stopped in 07 or 08. And we've really tried to position ourselves for that. Like, I have a fear.
Yeah.
I've had this fear from the beginning. And that fear has kind of prevented some growth, but it makes me sleep better at night.
I feel the same way. Like, I feel the same way. When I had, you were a guest on the Real Estate Deal Talk podcast, which was my first radio show, and then kind of turned podcast, and then the Think Realty radio show. And that was, I mean, we were talking about it even then. It was like many years ago, but still, I still feel the same way. And at the end of the day, like, am I losing opportunity? Yeah, I mean, I'll take the hit. You know, I'm losing a little bit of opportunity, but I can sleep better at night because I'm not over leveraged. I'm not spending and I'm not buying properties more than what they're worth. I'm not getting into a bidding war. Now, so you mentioned interest rates. When do you think those are going to go up? Before I have like my other slew of questions for you. You've been doing this longer than me. Okay. Like, you've got the crystal ball. I've got a freaking snow globe. All right. Like, that's my tool.
Who knows? I mean, nobody knows. We're all, whatever the guess is going to be wrong. Right. Like, who knows? Yeah. I do think though, when stuff starts happening, it's like when COVID hit, it's going to start happening quicker than you can kind of pivot to.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you obviously got to be prepared for that.
Yeah.
Right. So it's, you know, there's too many real estate investors out there that believe that, hey, if a property's worth $200,000 today, it's going to be worth $210 tomorrow, because the last flip I sold was worth $190 when I bought it and then I sold it for $200. Right. So they continue to follow that, you know, the 110% rule. And that's obviously a losing formula, right? It works as it works, but then, you know, all the cars come crashing down very quickly. So I think when it does occur, it's going to move quick.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, whatever inventory one might have is going to potentially suffer. Now, hopefully it doesn't move. Like, hopefully it goes from, like, let's just say probably for 200 today, interest rates go up from, I mean, I don't even know what market interest rates are for like a 30-year fixed homeowner. What are they, like?
Threes. Let's just call it threes. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so let's say like that goes to four in a month time period. I don't know if that would happen, but let's say it goes to four.
Yeah.
You know, typically, you know, let's say you have a $200,000 price point property.
Yeah.
Technically, buying power, what does that get decreased to? To 180, 185, 190. I mean,
sure.
Whatever it is. Like, if your margins are that slim and you're in between a fix and flip, like, your margins are too slim to begin with. But for most people, it shouldn't hopefully affect them as much. It shouldn't take them from like, hey, I'm going to make a killing to like, I'm bankrupt.
Right.
So, and that's the thing. So I'm hoping that, I do hope that some of these things occur. I want the market to slow down.
I'm with you. I mean, you know, I remember 3 years ago, I made this comment on Think Realty Radio, and I'm like, I kind of want the market to go down. And then I get this like tweet, like, dude, you're anti-American. Hey, go away, right? Go jump in a lake. No, it has nothing to do with that. I'm just looking for opportunity. Right? That's really all that I care about.
And here's the thing. Here, like, I look at this, like, Chris and I, our business partner Chris and I, look at this more as, you know, we follow Warren Buffett a lot. And like, one of the best books I ever read was his Snowball book.
Someone else
wrote it. But like, that's like literally one of my favorite books. And we believe that our entire business and life and everything financially is built on that approach of like, we're slow and steady. I've had a very similar portfolio for a long period of time. Like, if I had talked to you, I don't remember when we did that last podcast, but I probably said on that podcast that our portfolio size was like in the mid 30 million. So like $35 million. And that's where we are now, a little bit bigger, maybe closer to 40, but like, that's where we are. There's other lenders out there that were you know, a good bit smaller that are in the hundreds of millions of dollars right now. And that's fine. That's a different business approach. But my entire game plan is like slow and steady wins the race. And you know what? If you're going slow and steady, you know, I'd rather kind of be this way than like all of a sudden be all the way up here, get slaughtered, fight all the way back up again, fight all. And like, I don't want these rolling hills of stuff based on, market trends and things like that. Like, we want to have a stable, consistent business that's just growing.
And that's the way to do it. Yeah, and that's the way to do it, right? Like, you don't want something that's going to be so crazy volatile that, sure, you'll start here and then you'll end up here eventually, but the entire process is so jaggedy, it's just, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and listen, I know a lot of younger real estate investors, and I love the hustle, that like, they made a fortune over the last 5 years.
Yeah.
But the problem, but maybe it's not a problem, I hope it's not a problem, but you know, they know one thing, right? They know one side of it, right? Like, what happens when, you know, there's no liquidity? What happens if, you know, banks don't lend any more, stuff like that? So like, I'm hoping that they're learning their principles along the way, the key principles, and I'm hoping that they're investing in assets, you know, as well. So it doesn't just crush them, because who wants to go and be a multimillionaire in a few years and then bankrupt the next, overnight?
No, like, that's not this guy.
Not fun. You work so damn hard for that.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
To show for it.
It's interesting. When it comes to activity, for example, investment activity, it's been really hard to find deals. This was maybe a month and a half or 2 months ago. Inventory was what? The velocity was 0.7. 0.7 months is how long it took to sell a property. What is that number? I don't know. I'm having a brain fart moment right now.
What do you mean that?
In terms of a balanced market is 6 months, right? Inventory.
Average days on market, is that what you're asking?
Thank you. Average days on market, 0.7 months, which is nuts. Hopefully now we're starting to see it lengthen, get back to a balanced market. I don't think home buyers right now, I don't think they're willing to pay what sellers want, which makes sense. Like, why would I go buy a home from Lennar in a average neighborhood and pay $50,000, $75,000 more, and then on top of that, the premium, the bidding war premium? It makes no sense for very average finishes. No way. Like, zero chance that's happening. So I think if you're a real estate investor now, start paying more attention to your secondary and tertiary markets. You and I had a conversation about this a year and a half or 2 years ago, whenever we did the Blast podcast. And being smart and really working with your financiers. I do want you to give a shout out and kind of maybe a humble brag to hardmoneybankers.com too, because you can find the right financing. If you're in the Northeast, get in touch with Jason, Chris, and their team, because they're stand-up dudes. They've been in business for over a decade. They know what it takes to get your loan closed, and they're in it to help you win it. And also understand that the game of real estate isn't just to put an asset on your balance sheet and then to take it off and to become a multimillionaire and then to say, hey, I'm broke the next day. That's not the way that you win the game of life, or the way that you win the investing game of life. I'm legitimately right now on Amazon. I can't find my book, Snowball, at home. And I like, as you were talking, like, I'm messaging my wife, can you go find this book and send me a picture of it? I type in Snowball and all I get are like these guys.
The Snowball mic.
I'm like, dude, no, I don't want the microphone. I want the damn book.
That was three books ago. We've got two new books since then too.
Yeah, no, for sure. So what are the new books, just out of curiosity?
So we have a book called Property Hackers, which is
Property Hackers.
Real estate investors, Property Hackers. And then we have another book called Hard Money Secrets, which is geared towards more private lenders who want to become private lenders and lend their own money responsibly. Doesn't really talk about raising capital. It talks more about responsibly lending your own capital. So Chris and I published that one last year, and
nice.
Then we did Property Hackers the year before. And Property Hackers is a big hit because, you know, we've owned, you know, our fair share of real estate over the years as well, and we look at things related to being a buyer, but also as kind of a lender, and where your capital's coming from. So that Property Hackers was a big hit on that.
Love it. So give me a 30 second plug pitch, and then we'll wrap it up, man.
Sure. So if you are located anywhere between Northern Virginia or Northern New Jersey, happy to chat. We actually have a new office coming out in the Charleston area as well. So I'm Jason at Hard Money Bankers, and we do private lending. We do old school private capital. We're not institutional backed, not bank backed. We use our own funds, our capital investors' funds. So it's 100% private capital. I'll tell you, and most people don't believe when we say this, but a lot of the deals that we do close within one business day or a few business days because they have to. A real estate investor has a really good opportunity. They don't want to lose on it. They already have title work in place. And because we're local, because we know the markets, because we have access to our capital, we're able to get it closed really, really quickly.
Jason, thanks a lot, man. It was fun. We've got to do this more often. No problem hopping on a plane and coming over to challenge you to another game of Hacky Sack because I've been practicing for the last 4 years. So you better
really
be ready, bro.
I don't even really know how to play Hacky Sack. We just happen to have a Hacky Sack with our logo on it as a promotional product.
It was the best ever.
Either one, it was a good opener for us to meet.
So, it was a fantastic opener. Jason, thanks a lot, man. We'll stay in touch, and you'll be hearing from me very soon. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You
thanks
got
today.
It. The next segment is brought to you by RCN Capital. Now, rcncapital.com, check them out. It's RCN Capital is a national direct private lender that provides commercial loans for the purchase and refinance of non-owner occupied residential and commercial properties. The company specializes in ground-up construction financing, short-term fix and flip, long-term rental financing. Check them out and go to www.rcncapital.com for more information. Hope you took away a couple of really important keys here. You know, first and foremost, you need the right money. You need the right partners. Check out hardmoneybankers.com. Makes a lot of sense. You cannot have the wrong financing when you're doing your deals. Jason makes a really good point. You're in this game to win it. And one way to win it is to own the asset. You want to make sure you absolutely own the asset. And if you don't, you're kind of screwing this up. Why are you just putting an asset on your balance sheet just to take it off and have zero net worth? Yeah, you might have $1 million in the bank, but that's not really doing you any good. You want the slow progress, you want the slow way to wealth, buy and hold real estate. I've been saying this for years, and if you're not doing this, I'm gonna come over, I'm gonna hunt you down, and we're gonna have a cup of coffee where I just yell at you. Like, if you want that experience, come hit me anywhere online at Abhi Golhar. You can check me out, abhigolhar.com as well, but I live on Think Realty. So make sure you check us out, the previous shows of the Think Realty podcast. From what I hear too, we've hit about 300 shows, so awesome. Great jobs to all the producers for making this show possible. And your viewership, of course, makes me go absolutely crazy and bring all the energy every single time. Give a huge shout out to today's sponsor, Rentify. They're a verification platform that allows property management companies and real estate investors to instantly verify a prospective renter's financial information. Obviously, this is really important. You can take a look at past bankruptcies, rent bill payment history, and you can highlight red flags. So go check them out by visiting www.trustrentify.com. Use coupon code ThinkRealty for 20% off your first purchase. So, you want to check us out? Go to ThinkRealty.com. We have Baltimore coming up as well. Let me find that information real quick. All right, Think Realty Hybrid Conference and Expo in Baltimore coming up September 18th and 19th. You want to set your sights on making 2021, the rest of 2021, and 2022 a success. Everything starts with the relationships. Everything starts with the right relationships, being at the right place at the right time. That is Baltimore. So come check us out there. Baltimore will be both in person and virtual. Register for two tickets. Enter the code podcast at checkout to receive the special pricing. It's a twofer. Two for one. You got to love that. ThinkRealty.com/Baltimore for more information. That's the show. You know how to get in touch. Until next time, Think Realty Nation. Happy investing.